파트 3. 대표 기출 모의고사. 1회. 대표 기출 모의고사. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고, 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alex, I heard you and Sally had an argument yesterday.
It's true. I've tried to apologize, but she's still angry at me.
That's too bad. Why don't you write a letter to her?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, are you going grocery shopping now?
Yeah, I'm about to go to the market. Do you need something?
I'd like to make sandwiches for lunch, but we're out of bread.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I have your attention, please? This is your principal, Mr. Adams. Last Thursday after school, one of our students was unfortunately involved in a car accident while jaywalking in front of our school. The student got hurt because he didn't use a crosswalk to cross the street. It's very dangerous to cross the road illegally because you can't always see approaching vehicles. You might want to cut across streets to get to where you need to go, but doing so increases the risk of getting hit by a car. For your safety, we cannot overlook this situation. Once more, I strongly advise you not to jaywalk.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, it's time to renew the rental contract on our house.
I know. How about moving to a big city?
Why a big city?
It's for Joe's education.
What do you mean? Joe's only 3 years old.
Yeah, so it's time to consider his education seriously.
Come on. This town is perfect for Joe. Amazing nature, clean air, and beautiful scenery.
So are you saying that we should stay here?
Definitely. Engaging with nature in early childhood is necessary for a child's healthy development.
I guess you're right. Let's stay here for a few more years.
Good. I'll call the homeowner to extend our contract.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Angela. How are you feeling?
Perfect, Mike. I'm so excited to appear on your stage.
I'm glad you're here. You look great today. I heard you went to Paris last week.
Yeah, right. I was featured in the Paris fashion show. After the show, I traveled a little and took so many photos.
Wow, you must have been busy. I'm honored to have a famous model like you on my stage.
My pleasure. The dresses you made are gorgeous.
Thank you. The theme of today's show is nature, so I made the dresses with only natural materials.
Oh, I see. When I got dressed for rehearsal, I felt really comfortable.
Good. Our makeup artists will get you ready now.
Sure. Is there any special pose for me on the runway?
I asked the other models to walk slowly to emphasize the soft line of the dress. So, walk slowly to the music.
Okay, I got it.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
David, have you heard of the Riverside Rose Festival?
Yes, but I haven't been there yet.
I went there last Saturday with my family. Look at this picture on my phone.
Wow, it looks great. The sign over the tunnel says 2018 Riverside Rose Festival.
Yes, look at this arch-shaped rose tunnel. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, I also like the hat you're wearing.
Thanks. I bought it at a store there.
It looks good on you. Your daughter is sleeping in your husband's arms.
Yes, she was tired from walking.
The large heart sculpture next to your husband looks pretty.
Yeah, heart means love as roses do. Honey, what are we going to do today?
We plan to go to the beach.
But I checked today's weather forecast, and it's going to be rainy all day.
Then how about going to the art museum instead?
Okay. I heard there's a Picasso exhibition at the National Art Museum.
Great. Do we need to buy tickets in advance?
Of course. Otherwise, we would have to stand in line.
You're right. I'll book the tickets online. Should we drive there?
Well, it's hard to find a parking place on the weekend. Taking the subway is better.
I agree. Which subway line should we take to get there?
I'll look it up and let you know.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 캐티의 생일 파티에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Grace, do you have some time?
Sure. What's up?
I have to go to a mall to buy Kathy's birthday present, and I need your advice.
Okay. I can help you choose a present.
Thanks. Her birthday party is at 6 p.m. on Saturday, you know. Can you come?
I'm afraid I can't.
Why not? Because of your part-time job?
No. I have to go to the airport.
Are you going on a trip?
Actually, my younger brother's coming back from his holiday trip on Saturday, and he's got lots of luggage, so I need to pick him up.
Oh, I see. You must be excited to see him again.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Joy Aquarium. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to buy tickets for the aquarium. How much are they?
A ticket is $40 per person.
Then I'll buy two tickets.
Okay. Do you need anything else?
Can we join the guided tour program now?
Let me check. Yes, you can join the program. It's $10 for each person.
Then the two of us will join the program.
Good. So, two admission tickets and two people for the guided tour program, right?
Yes, and I printed out a discount coupon from your website.
Oh, then you can get 10% discount off the total price.
Wonderful. Here's my credit card.
10번. 대화를 듣고 드림 서프 캠프에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Andy, come look at this Dream Surf Camp on this website.
Dream Surf Camp?
Yeah, it's a 3-day program. It starts on Friday and ends on Sunday.
That sounds interesting. Where's the camp held?
At Palm Beach. It's only 2 hours by bus from here.
How many lessons will we have at the camp?
We'll have 3 2-hour lessons.
What do we learn?
We can learn to paddle, stand up, drop into, and ride across the waves.
This is perfect for us. Let's make a reservation now.
11번. 업사이클링 챌린지 2018에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Greenville students. We are delighted to announce that the Upcycling Challenge is back for 2018. In this competition, your job is to create something useful from waste or unwanted items. The competition is open to all students. Individuals or teams can take part in this challenge. Make sure to hand in your entries to the teacher's office by Thursday, October 25th. Also, all the entries should be submitted with an entry form. You can receive the entry form only at the library. 3 judges will choose 5 winning entries to receive the principal's award. The winners will be announced on the school bulletin board on November 9th. We're looking forward to seeing your creative ideas for saving our planet, so don't waste time. Upcycle today!
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 수업을 고르시오.
Julie, come here and take a look at this.
Oh, it's a timetable of Sunny Hill Community Center's music classes.
Right. Why don't we take a music class together?
Sounds nice. What kind of class do you want to take?
Actually, I already took this singing class last year. How about choosing another class?
Sure. For me, I'm not available on Thursdays because of my volunteer work. So except for Thursday classes, I'm free.
Okay. And we cannot take a class before 3 p.m. since we finish school at 3.
You're right. Then there are two classes left.
Which one do you prefer?
I'm on a budget. What about the less expensive class?
No problem. Let's choose this class.
(13번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tim, do you have any plans for the winter break?
Not yet. What about you?
I registered for a ski camp.
That's cool. Are you good at skiing?
Not really. Actually, it'll be my first time skiing.
Good for you. Do you have all the stuff you need for skiing?
No, so I'll go shopping for a ski suit this weekend.
Great. Are you going to buy some safety gear too?
What kind of safety gear do you mean?
Things like goggles, a helmet, knee pads, and elbow pads. They'll keep you safe.
That many things? If I put on all the safety gear, I might feel uncomfortable.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm sorry I'm late, Ms. Cooper.
Steve, you're an hour late. Why didn't you answer your phone?
My cell phone battery was dead, so I couldn't use my phone.
As you weren't here, we started rehearsing the play without you.
I'm really sorry, but something happened on my way here to the auditorium.
What happened? Did you miss the bus?
No, I didn't. But I came across Jimmy near the library.
Jimmy? You mean the boy who broke his leg last week?
Yeah. He was struggling to cross the road with his bags on his shoulders.
And you helped him?
Yes. I carried his bags and helped him get to his dormitory.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제인이 브라이언에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian and Jane are a married couple. One day, Brian needs to use a car and borrows Jane's. After Brian leaves home, Jane gets ready for work. She realizes that one of her credit cards is missing. Jane goes through her stuff, but she can't find it. She is about to call the card company to report the missing card. Then, she remembers using it when she went to a gas station the night before. She thinks she left it in her car. To check if it's still there, Jane calls Brian. In this situation, what would Jane most likely say to Brian?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Linda Taylor with Harmony Music School. Last time, we talked about the importance of music in early childhood. Today, I'd like to tell you a few things to consider when selecting the right instrument for your child. The first thing to consider is age. If your child is under 6, piano is a good start because it's the instrument that helps build a solid foundation in music. Some instruments require your child to be of a certain size. For example, trumpet is more appropriate for 10-year-olds because they are not made in small sizes. Your child's interest is another important factor. If your child likes the sound of a guitar, they will fall in love with the instrument right away. Likewise, if your child likes the sound of a saxophone, they will enjoy playing it. With these factors in mind, you and your child can make a wise decision.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I'm Linda Taylor with Harmony Music School. Last time, we talked about the importance of music in early childhood. Today, I'd like to tell you a few things to consider when selecting the right instrument for your child. The first thing to consider is age. If your child is under 6, piano is a good start because it's the instrument that helps build a solid foundation in music. Some instruments require your child to be of a certain size. For example, trumpet is more appropriate for 10-year-olds because they are not made in small sizes. Your child's interest is another important factor. If your child likes the sound of a guitar, they will fall in love with the instrument right away. Likewise, if your child likes the sound of a saxophone, they will enjoy playing it. With these factors in mind, you and your child can make a wise decision.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 악기가 아닌 것은?